talking about mixing minor and major pentatonics, and for each progression I'm going to give a short analysis of how you might know that you can use either the minor or the major pentatonic. So that first one, number one, is in the key of G. How would you, from a theoretical standpoint, know that you could mix major and minor? Well, the giveaway is the F chord, which is the flat 7 to the key of G. It's non-diatonic. The A minor is diatonic because it's the 2 chord. The G is, of course, the 1 chord. But that F is a flat 7. When you have a flat 7, it's like, it's the equivalent of like a G7 type. When you have a major chord with a flat 7, that's a 7th chord, and you guys already know from playing blues and things that you can use a minor pentatonic over a 7th chord because it sounds bluesy. And you could also use a major, you could use a major pentatonic, because the major pentatonic is 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, and then 1. So 1, 2, 3, 5 all fit right with the 7th chord, and 6 is in the scale too. So you can use major or minor. Let me repeat that. Over a G7 or any 7th chord, you can use minor pentatonic or major pentatonic. That fits fine. Or that fits fine. So you can take that concept to a whole progression. Because this progression is G with a flat 7 in it, it's like a giant G7 type of progression, if you will. And so all these are going to be like that. Number two, the key is E flat. And the way you might know that you can mix and match is because, like number one, it has a flat 7 chord, which is the D flat. How do you recognize that so quick? It's a whole step down from the root. So it's a major E flat, but the other chord in the progression is a flat 7 chord. The other chord in the progression, the B flat minor, it just so happens to have the flat 7 in it. Like when you look at a B flat minor chord, you know, like let's say you bar it at the 6th fret, most common place to play it, the third string will be a D flat note, which is the flat 7 to the key. So again, you have like a giant E flat 7 type sound. Like when I play E flat 7, it kind of sounds like, look into the, all right. Next is number three. All right, number three is just a 1-4-5. It's in C and it goes 1-1-4-5. So there's nothing fancy about that. How do you know that we could put in the minor pentatonic? I mean, the major pentatonic is obvious because we're in C major and it's 1-4-5. How do we know to put in the minor pentatonic that it might sound right? Because the one chord is a dominant chord, C7. So that already implies the flat 7 to the whole key. The fact that G is a 7 is just coincidence, because you could be in C major without a bluesy context, i.e. where the minor pentatonic would not fit, and still have F and G 7 as your other chords, and G7 is diatonic to C major, so that's just a coincidence. But the real answer is C7 itself has a flat 7 in it, and just as you can use minor or major pentatonic over that. Number four is in A flat, and the chords are 1. There's our flat 7 for G flat, and then you have a 4, and then a 1 flat 7. So the theme is the same for the entire sheet so far, which is we have a major tonic chord with a flat 7 implied somehow, either with the actual flat 7 chord, like the G flat chord in this case, or in number three, it was the one chord was a dominant chord, that implied the flat 7. Or in number two, you had a 5 minor that had a flat 7 in it. And in number one, you have a flat 7 in the with the F chord. So that might have been a bit fast for you guys, but the theme is there. Even though it doesn't say it, and it looks different, every example looks completely different, the theme is the same. When you're in a major key with a flat 7, you could use minor pentatonic or major pentatonic. Number five, it's in E, there's so many E's. You know, and the other chord is D, that's a flat 7, and the B minor has a D in it, so that's it suggests the flat 7 to the parent key, the same as the others, it's just in a different order. All these things are the same, they're just in different orders. Great, as we go. Number 6, I tried to disguise the key, which is D, So I tried to do flat seven, or sorry, flat seven, four, five, four, and then one, five, four, seven, four, five, four, one. The G over B, I'm calling the four chord, even though B is the sixth to the key of D. But it's still a G chord, it's just an inversion of a G chord. So when I say 7, that means C is the flat 7 to the key of D. When you see G over B, I'm calling that the 4 chord of D. Because I'm not ignoring the fact that it's an inversion, where the 3rd is in the bass. A minor is the 5 minor chord. G is the 4 chord, and D is the 1 chord. So again, it's flat 7, 4, 5 minor. Major pentatonic sounds fine. You could also use gives it more of a rock and roll type thing. We only have a minute. Let's try it.